Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com. I appreciate you hanging out on de facto opening day. We go around the NL Central, and our final stop takes us just south of the border to the team that would have been the Milwaukee Brewers' opponent today. Bruce Levine of 670 The Score, longtime baseball scribe, joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Bruce, appreciate the time. Hope everyone is staying safe up by you, or down, I should say, by you in Chicago, and keeping a very safe social distance. Well, we appreciate you taking a couple of moments out for us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Same to everybody with you and everyone in Milwaukee, for sure.
It was going to be a very incredible and full of storyline season for the Chicago Cubs to start, and I can only imagine a shortened season condenses a lot of the conversation that they're going to have. But I'll start up here, Bruce, on a baseball note. So Chris Bryant was going to be the leadoff hitter for the Chicago Cubs. That decision didn't seem to be just made by new manager David Ross. It felt like there was some input from all around the organization into that decision.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, Theo Epstein, the president, and general manager Chet Hoyer were all in on these decisions. And, you know, they had really run out of candidates. So they hadn't added anybody to the team officially that was going to be a better candidate for him other than Anthony Rizzo. And Bryant was a better choice because of the fact that he can run. And you want somebody who can get on first base and score in a double. You want to want a guy to be able to go the first to third easily on a base hit. That's certainly Bryant. Even though he's big, at 6'5", he can still run. He runs very well. So that was the deciding factor for Bryant being the leadoff man.
When we talk about this Cubs team and the new manager coming in, David Ross, a guy that obviously played for that team and was involved within the organization, what was the early response like from players and media alike on David Ross's first spring training?
You know, it was very good. You could see that he was well prepared. He had spent many, many, many hours at Wrigley Field going into every baseball department and some business departments, learning what everybody does and downloading those people with their information, and whether it was scouting, whether it was player development, whether it was scouts that had professional or amateur experience with the team. He wanted to know what everybody did and their intel. So he spent 10 hours a day in the offseason in Chicago at the ballpark doing all of his preparation. You could see him going from place to place and spot to spot and person to person and field to field doing his work during spring training. He was very well prepared and well received. Talked to a few players about the combination of still respecting and admiring what Joe Maddon did and being excited about adding David Ross as the new manager. They said it was a little difficult to, you know, draw the line and saying, yeah, this is a nice, fresh voice we're hearing as compared to, hey, the guy before him took us to 4 playoffs, 1 World Series victory, 4 NLCSs. This guy was superlative in what he did. So That was kind of the difficulty for most of the players during spring training to say, hey, this is great to have David here, and not dissing Joe Maddon at the same time.
Well, you talk a little bit about Joe Maddon, what he did there. Was the expectations higher than that of this club, than what Joe Maddon got out of him?
Oh, yeah. From the end of 2018 when the Brewers took away the division and, you know, went on to the playoffs until through last September. There were two very significant September, you know, losses as far as the month went, where they had leads in both months going into those months and gave them up. And in one case, ended up with a tie and then losing to the Brewers in a game 163, then losing the next day to Colorado. And then last year, where they just faded the last 2 weeks of the season, albeit because of injuries to mostly due to Baez for a month, Rizzo for 10 days, and Bryant at the end. There was definite disappointment, and even Joe Maddon would tell you that he expected more from his teams.
Talking with Bruce Levine here, MLB, at MLB Bruce Levine, where you follow his coverage on Twitter of both the Chicago Cubs and Chicago White Sox for 670 The Score here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Not only the Cubs with a lot of expectation and a lot of optimism, as well as just pure interest into how that was going to shake out, Bruce. On the South side, there's so much optimism right now with what the White Sox have done in the offseason. And one Milwaukee Brewer, former Milwaukee Brewer, right in the center of it, Yasmani Grandal. Can you summarize a little bit the optimism on the South side as well that was supposed to be going into opening day here and the feeling like they could be competing in that AL Central?
Well, you pointed it out well. Grandal was the first big free agent signed by any major league team when the White Sox did that back in November. And from that perspective, he was kind of the centerpiece for getting this young pitching staff back together, even though they added Keuchel and Gio Gonzalez. The young pitching staff with those arms, they wanted Grandal to be the guy that helped you know, develop those guys over the next 4 years. And also, you know, you see the power from the left and right side, and the slugging ability of Grandal. That was the first and foremost, the biggest sign of the offseason.
You know, when we talk about this division and how it all shakes out, I said at the beginning of the show when we were talking about it, I'm probably on an island of one right now. But I really look at this division and think it's probably going to be the Cubs up on top, then the Cardinals and Reds, then the Brewers, and then the Pirates. I just think there's a lot of talent on that Cubs roster, and I think it really is going to come down to health. And I think with a new manager and some new energy in that clubhouse, I think it really could push him going in the right direction. As you look at this division, do you have the same optimistic view as I do about the Cubs in Chicago?
There's two players I think that are the most important on the Cubs, and that is, Yu Darvish continuing his domination of the second half of last year, where he was one of the best pitchers in baseball, and Kimbrough at the end in the bullpen. He was bad last year, came in after a half a season of not playing, and was, he was horrible. I mean, he was one of the worst closers in baseball. 20 innings, he gave up 9 home runs, blew some important games at the end. Clearly not the pitcher we've seen in the past. So he's the most important player on that team. If he can come back to form and be any semblance of the pitcher that he was in the past, that's going to be really good for the back end of their bullpen. And the bullpen is questionable. They have a lot of young arms there that they're trying out to make sure that they try to replace some of the veterans they let go. But Darvish has to be the ace of the staff. Those two guys have really good seasons. I'm in agreement with you. The Cubs are going to be right there at the top. But as you guys said, this is a very difficult division. Four really good teams. And on top of that, you see what the Reds did in adding in the offseason. Mm-hmm. But the Brewers have what I consider to be the best manager in baseball in Craig Kimbrell. Craig Counsell. He's shown me over the last 2 years that he gets the most out of the least of anybody in the game. And he's not afraid to go to his bullpen, use different people, try different strategies on an individual game basis. So from all of that, I don't think you ever count the Milwaukee Brewers out from being right there at the end. From what they've done over the last 2 years, I think it's been, this just short of sensational. Don't forget, in 18, they just missed out the playoffs as well. So this is a team you cannot just overlook.
Hey, Bruce, one other thing. I've heard a lot of this. I heard it on MLB Network. I heard John Smoltz kind of speculating at it right when everything got canceled. And now I'm hearing more about it. Do you think there is a chance that Major League Baseball – throws in a bunch of stuff that they've been talking about, possibly experimenting with, because it might only end up being like a half a baseball season where maybe they force the DH into the National League this year. Maybe they force the expanded playoffs into baseball this year, feeling that, you know, the players are going to agree to whatever. They just want to get back out there and play and see what happens at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they can't really force the DH in because that's a collectively bargained thing. So the CBA after 2021, all the major rule changes that the owners would like to do, those are things that have to be bargained with the players' union. And I think this is a nice wake-up call for both sides to really understand how tentative and how fragile the game of baseball is and how important the fans are, because of the fact that, you know, we've even heard people talking about the fact that games might be played without fans, if you can imagine how that would fly. But I hope it's a wake-up call for both sides to get to that bargaining table and do what's right for the game and not what's right for billionaires and millionaires, but for the game and the fans. I know it's Pollyannish to even suggest it, but I'm hoping that people miss their baseball and that people involved in the game realize that they're just as tenuous as everybody else when situations like this happen to people in the United States.
We'll talk about missing our baseball. Bruce, how are you keeping busy? I've been talking to Tim Allen, our baseball guy here on The Fan, and he's just driving himself nuts with no baseball. So how have you been keeping yourself busy during this time?
Luckily, I have website duties for 670thescore.com. I'm also writing for the Marquee Network, doing some retro writing for some of their games that they're playing on their station, and also doing my show on 670thescore.com every Saturday inside the clubhouse. I do with Matt Spiegel, where we would do a baseball show 52 weeks out of the year, and we're doing it remotely like just about everybody else. Yep. Is on the Lucy Live app, which is fantastic, and we're able to keep it going every Saturday. So we're able to, you know, go out there and hopefully inform and entertain people at a time that we need it just as badly as they do.
And playing the hits, Coach Rosen keeping us all busy. We all appreciate that,
bet.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
Bruce,
guys, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good one. That's Bruce Levine joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Longtime Major League Baseball guy. You follow him at MLB Bruce Levine on Twitter as well. 414-799-1250. We'll reset the big topics, give you the final say on them coming up here next. But Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm about 1 hour away. Had a cheddarwurst and a hot dog for lunch, grilled up by my guy Dan Plucker, as we tailgated outside the studios. And I mean, like, right outside, like dangerously close to the building.
Like almost it, started the building on fire outside?
No, I don't think.
Like that close outside? How close are we talking?
I mean, we were like 2 inches away.
Because there was no supervision there whatsoever.
Well, Joe Zenzola thought he was supervising, but I mean, that really wasn't happening.
Oh, he did.
We would have, yeah, come on. I mean, that's like the camp counselor that ultimately you just pull the underwear over the top of his head and then it's over. But
yeah, he's probably not going to stop you.
You're sitting there watching, and I pull up, and here's Dan and Evan just, I mean, right by the front door, hanging out, grilling up, because the wind was nuts. So, you know, yes. Dan is trying to be grill master. He did a fantastic job. Meat tasted great. But I'm about an hour away from doubling up. Had that for lunch, but it's bacon jalapeno chicken sandwich for dinner, man.
Yep, I went to Wendy's, went through the drive-thru, of course, got a Baconator combo for the 13-year-old, a Baconator combo for me, sour cream and chive baked potato for the fiance, and then got the Happy Meal for the kid. And then realized the kid wasn't home, so I'm not sure why he did that. But either way, hey, 6:30 a.m. for breakfast. The drive-thru is open. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Drive-thru is always open. And that breakfast, man, eggs and all the sandwiches. They have a different style of potato that you can have in the morning. It's not the typical hash brown, almost like a kind of like a potato wedge, I guess is the best way to describe it. So good. Plus, you can also have food delivered to you. Grubhub and Postmates, free delivery with minimum of a $10 purchase, and family style is the way to go. So many people right now, obviously, without jobs and out of work and trying to figure out the best way to go about feeding their family and so forth, and I got a way for it. Did you know you can drive through Wendy's for some great family options? In addition to the regular menu, you can get family nuggets or family chili for only $9.99. That's right, 48 regular or spicy nuggets or your choice of chili to feed up to 4 to 6 people for just $9.99. Oh, and did I mention, and I don't think I did, that you also can get yourself a free Junior Frosty with each purchase, not just like for the whole bill. Each purchase, you can get a free Junior Frosty at Wendy's. So I did that too. I did that earlier today. I ended up with, what did I end up with? Three Junior Frosties.
Man.
And they're like in shot glass form, I guess, would be the best way.
That's amazing.
To describe it. Kind of like shot glass form. Now, also don't forget to download that Wendy's app. Lots of great specials on the Wendy's app, too, that you can look at and get right now. How about a free kids meal with a mobile order? All you have to do is use your Wendy's app, go to the mobile order, and get a free kids meal today by simply having your Wendy's app.
I have a question here. Do I have to have a child to get the free kids meal with my Wendy's app?
I did not see that specification.
Okay. All right, cool.
I did not see that specification. I guess I can go back here and look and see if in the small print, if it
says sorry to drop that on you. I don't know. I know Sheila's listening to us driving around. I just want to make sure, because, I mean, I'm always down to take
kids meal is not going to feed you, man. What are you going to do, like try and get like six of them?
No, I'm thinking just like a little appetizer.
It does not have an age restriction on it, from what I can tell.
Perfect.
Limit one offer per customer per visit. So
okay.
You can't, like, get six of them.
Sure. Yeah.
But it does not say that you have to be, like, under 18 or anything.
Okay,
not
yeah.
At least that I can tell from
sweet.
What I'm looking at.
A little appetizer. That works out. Wendy's Big Show, back after this. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.